You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who likes piña coladas but hates getting caught in the rain, Pete Chwaba.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Nightlight with Pete Chwaba. Great to have you with me. It's a Wednesday. It's a little chilly out, but not too bad. Conrad's going to complain about the weather regardless of temperature. Temp, as they say. But we're having fun anyway. It's 70 and sunny. Well, it's a little dark in the studio, but it's warm.
It's like 72.
72? I can live with that. Rob Brackenridge is with us. He is my guest right now. We will be back to Rob in just a moment. Coming up at 7:20 is Ezekiel Drews. He is the founder of the Milwaukee Independent Film Awards and a talented actor as well. So we'll talk to him about this really cool festival, which is coming up in early December. And speaking of early December, if you're in the Madison area on December 4th, ladies and gentlemen, stop by the Atwood Music Hall, the beautiful state-of-the-art brand new Atwood Music Hall in the Atwood neighborhood. I'm going to be showing, we're going to be doing a screening of The Godfather of Green Bay, a movie I wrote and directed many years ago, starring Tony Goldwyn and Lauren Holly, Lance Barber, Tom Lennon, and a whole bunch of very funny comedians that I've worked with from Milwaukee, Chicago, some really funny people from Marinette, Wisconsin, too. They're all in the film, and it's sponsored by WMDX, the John and Gordy Show in the morning. They're going to introduce the film. And it is sponsored by Downdrin's Distilling. It's going to be a really fun night. John and Gordy are going to host a Q&A after the screening. It's a comedy, and it should be a really fun night. Some of the proceeds will go to the Humane Society, too, in Dane County, which is great. It's a good event for a good cause. Please join us on December 4th if you're in the Madison area. It should be a lot of fun. Connor, are you going to be there?
I'm hoping.
Yeah. You going to take some pictures?
Maybe I'll take a couple.
Yeah.
Bring a couple dogs in with me.
Why not? Bring a couple dogs in, yeah. No animals. Not allowed. They cannot watch the movie. We talked about Kim Kardashian's show, too, All's Fair. It started at a 0%. Nowhere to go but up. They got up to 6% on Rotten Tomatoes, and now they are down to 4%.
No, but the costume design on that set is just amazing.
They just went in, they had a meeting, and said, lots of cleavage, please, for our legal drama. Good stuff. So, Ezekiel Drews, we've got our question of the night is, who's your favorite disgraced athlete? I said Pete Rose. One of our regular texters is going to come back at me for Pete Rose. We'll have that discussion in just a few minutes. But let us know who your favorite disgraced athlete is. And we will read your text on the radio. We'll catch up on some texts in just a few minutes. Right now, we've got a few more minutes with our pal, Mr. Rob Brackenridge, who joins us over the stream from beautiful Appleton, Wisconsin.
I love the fact that you're doing that thing in Madison. That is a great movie. The Godfather of Green Bay is a fantastic movie. And we were talking about Jimmy Pardo. He really encompasses the club owner guy. That was hilarious.
The partying road comic. He's in like bikini underwear. It's a funny scene. He's very funny in it. Very just kind of obnoxious and hilarious. So yeah.
Yeah. You're great in it too. I wish I could be there for that.
Well, would it kill you, Rob, to make a road trip? Maybe you bring mom down. It's rated R, but it's a pretty tame R rating, I will say.
Oh, mom. Yeah. Mom, she's used to that kind of stuff. Maybe I will. I've got to be in Duluth, 2 days later. That's the other gig that I didn't plug.
Oh, okay.
December 6th in Duluth.
Duluth's a great comedy town.
Yeah.
It's a great
Dublin's
town.
Have you done Dublin's?
Has that been around forever? I think I did that in the 90s.
I think it has. Yeah. You do two shows and they pack it both nights and it's just great.
Yeah. I love Duluth. That's a great town too. Well, that's a fun, you got a lot of fun gigs coming up and that special open bar comedy special in Florida. So you'll have to let us know when that is available for viewing. Yeah. And congrats on being able to swear. That's fun. Very different than the dry bar. So have fun with that.
Yeah. I got to come up with a name for it. So if you think of a good name, just let me know. Cause,
all right. You know. We'll put our heads together. Any texters, if you have a good name for Rob's comedy special that he'll shoot in Florida, let us know. Your last one, tell them what your last one is so they can have that as a reference point.
Legendary, D-A-I-R-Y.
I love that. So I was going to tell you my Ron Feingold story. So we did that. The Hansons in Minneapolis used to have what they call the Rambo Tour for stand-up comics.
Yes,
it was like two one-nighters. One was in Devil's Lake on a Tuesday. Then there was like a Wednesday in Minot or something like that. And then
Grand Forks.
Grand Forks on the weekend. And that was a good room, the Westward Ho. So I took I don't know why I did this. I've always loved trains. Maybe I just want to ride the train. But I took an Amtrak from Chicago to, I think, Grand Forks. Ron Feingold was, I think he was the middle act. And because I think he had just started. Anyway, he picked me up, was nice enough to give me a ride 4 hours through North Dakota to Devil's Lake or Minot or something like that. And I'm not kidding, Rob. I'm in the car 60 seconds and he's on the verge of tears. I said, "What's up, man?" He goes, "My girlfriend just broke up with me." So I've got 4 hours in a car with this guy I don't know who's going through this horrible breakup. And I felt really bad for the guy. And we ended up having a really good time. I don't even know if he'd remember me, but tell him Pete Schwabba says hi. And he was just a great guy. As the week went on, we had a lot of fun. And a very good comic.
Yeah. And he still is a great guy and a really good comic. He did the warm-up for the TV show. He did the special.
Oh, nice.
And he's great.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's awesome. Well, break a leg with the special. And do you have time to take a quick comedy catchphrase quiz?
Sure.
All right. I made these questions easy, Rob, to put more pressure on you because there's no way you could get any of these wrong, I don't think, but no pressure. I'm using the reverse psychology approach.
Yeah, now I'm not going to get any of them. Thanks a lot.
No, you're going to get these. All right. Rob Brackenridge, Appleton-based comedian, is taking the Nightlight comedy catchphrase quiz. Here we go. Which comic says you might be a redneck?
Jeff Foxworthy.
Boom. Out of the gate. Con? There we go.
I get a dingle, dingle, dingle.
You get it. Watch your language. Which comic had the catchphrase, it's a sick world and I'm a happy guy? This is probably the toughest one, but I figured you worked with this Chicago-based comedian at some point. And it's a sick world, and I'm a happy guy.
I know it. I know it. And he died recently, right?
No, I don't think so, unless you mean on stage. That's very possible, but...
Oh. No, the guy I'm thinking of is John Fox. No?
Oh, no. No, not John Fox. This is Larry Reeb.
Oh, yeah. Uncle Lair. Dirty Uncle Lair.
I should have said that's a tip from your Uncle Lair. Give him a sound effect, Con. We're gonna give Rob that one.
I get a tinkle, tinkle.
What comic
had sorry about the language.
That's okay. What comic said, I get no respect?
Rodney Dangerfield. Come on.
Boom. Which comedian said, can we talk?
Joan Rivers.
Nice.
Rest in peace.
And I'm just kidding. This is just a softball because you already referenced this in our exchange earlier, but which comic says get her done?
Dan Whitney.
Nice. Yes. Oh, we would have accepted Larry the Cable Guy as well, but you could use his real name. That's fine. Here's a classic for you, Rob. He's batting 1,000, isn't he?
He is.
Okay. How sweet it is.
Jackie Gleason.
Yes!
Come on, Alice.
Very nice. I love that. All right. And one more for you, Rob, before we let you go. Which comedian used the catchphrase, save up? Save up. He would say something like, have you ever been to Chattanooga, Tennessee? And the crowd would go, no. And he'd go, save up. It's kind of a funny.
That sounds like Foxworthy, too. That's the other guy that goes on tour, the redneck guy.
No, he is a redneck guy, but he's not part of that foursome.
Okay.
And his first name is Killer.
bees. Killing bees. Save up.
Rob Brackenridge, batting 1,000. Love it, buddy. You're always a blast. Good luck with the special.
Thanks.
And thank you, as always, for being on Nightlight. Really appreciate it tonight.
All right. If you do come up with a name for it, let me know.
Con, did we get any texts yet for the comedy special?
No, not yet.
Not yet. All right. There's still people chuckling, though. So at the...
we can have a contest.
At the Gorilla.
We should have a Nightlight contest.
I would love... Name Rob's comedy special. I love that. We'll do that. When do you shoot this thing?
I shot it 2 weeks ago.
Oh, you shot it. Okay.
They're going to let me... Yeah, they're going to let me know. They got a backup now, so it's like they said 2 months or something like that.
All right. Let's have you back on before that, and we'll see what we can come up with.
Okay.
All right. Fantastic. Thank you, sir. Have a great night, Rob.
You too. Thanks.
Anytime. All right. Rob Brackenridge. Check out his stuff online, folks. He's so funny. Check out his Dry Bar special, which is also great. Rob is one of those guys. He doesn't have to swear. You know, he just has such a potty mouth. No, but he kept it in check on the Dry Bar. It's a great special, and he's got great clips. So check him out. Check him out at any of his dates he just pitched as well. All right. So our question of the night, folks, is who is your favorite disgraced athlete? Bridget from the 818 says, Marion Jones. I remember watching her run in the Sydney Olympics in 2000. I don't remember. Was that steroids? Con, go to the Google, will you?
Sure.
I'm pretty sure it was steroids. Let's go back. We got to play catch up here before we bring Ezekiel in. Tom from Monona in the 608 says, Favre. Forgot about Brett Favre. Yes. You steal money from a charity, that's going to put you at the top of the list. Thank you, Tom from Monona. John in the 608 says, evening, gents. My better half and I immediately said Pete Rose in unison. Dude got hosed. A few bets can't erase his legacy until he's dead. Rotten stuff. John feels strongly about this. And I have to say, John, his legacy is certainly his legacy. 4,000 hits, Charlie Hustle. He was great. He didn't admit. I think the issue with Pete Rose was that they knew he bet on his own team. As a manager, I think. I might not be getting that right, but that's a pretty bad sin. But I, you know, they've forgiven other people for worse, it seems like. Nick from Marshall in the 608 says, I think I would have to say Tiger Woods. These athletes that get disgraced in the days of social media, it's even worse. Because, you know, yeah, Tiger was bad.
It's like people kind of forgot about, you know, Tiger Woods, like what actually happened.
Did.
It's just like, oh, he's the best golfer of all time.
Well, it's that, and it's like, I think if you don't kill someone or bet on your sport, some stuff is kind of forgivable, maybe. People are willing to look the other way. John also says it was personal in some way, I reckon. Political, either way, a ridiculous penalty to ignore his status. You might have a point there, John. He says Ty Cobb was a ridiculous racist. Should we erase his stats because he's a bad character? Not happening. Barb in Waukesha says Ryan Braun. Second one to say Ryan Braun. Thank you, Barb. Eric in the 608 says Ryan Braun. Another one for Ryan Braun. He threw a honest MLB employee under the bus. Oh, I forgot about that, Con.
Yeah.
To save his own ass when he knew he was guilty all along. Saddest thing is he didn't need to do steroids. He was already a solid baseball player.
I still don't get why he did it. Like,
great point, Eric. That's a great text. All right. We are coming back. We are coming back, right, Con? We're not out of here yet.
No, we've got more work to do. We come back.
Okay, good. John in the 608 says, who really thinks Mr. Hustle bet? John is obsessed with Pete Rose. Bet on his team to lose on a lackluster day. Nobody. Said everyone except the commissioner. All right. We will get to more of your texts. We're coming back with Ezekiel Drews to talk film festival. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
This is Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabba. I saw, you know, we get these mufflers outside here on Washington Street in Green Bay. In the middle of talking to Conrad, he just gets up and leaves. Where did you go? Why did you do that?
Well, if you
just turn the light off,
if you look on the stream, your face is kind of frozen there. So I was trying to fix that real quick.
You thought turning the light off would do that?
It has done that in the past.
I could hit the side of the computer, like at the TV, how we used to do that.
Just punch it.
It's kind of, I don't mind the look. I look like I'm all about business. Yeah, we have these crazy mufflers here in downtown Green Bay. I don't know. It's like noise pollution. And I'm not a crotchety old dude, but, you know, I saw these people. There's like a convention or something over at the Hyatt or the Hampton, walking to get something to eat. There's like 20 people. And this guy guns his, it's like a dirt bike in the middle of town. And half the group like jumped 2 feet in the air. And like, it was kind of funny, but it's also kind of obnoxious. You know, it was a good medium
for you.
Oh, it's terrible. Craig Anthony Kinnett on the stream says, Shooter McGavin. I don't know.
Well, you know, he did. He never got the jacket because he stole it from Happy.
I think being a villain in a comedy is forgivable. Jamie
Honestly,
Thompson says no one said OJ. A few people have said OJ, actually.
A lot of people see him. They'll just go, Shooter.
All right. Let's move on here, folks, because we've got a great guest here who is joining us. He's been here before, and he is the founder of the Milwaukee Independent Film Awards and also a very talented actor. And I can see he's got some awesome getup on, and I can't wait to see it. So let's bring him on over the stream, Mr. Ezekiel Drews. Hey, buddy.
Hey, Pete. I'd say it's good to see you, but you're a bit frozen.
It's okay. That's a picture of me. Come on, we can put a different picture up. Put my headshot up there, will you?
No, sure. Here we go.
That's my COVID headshot. It's going for the Frank Zappa look. Hey, man, I like your outfit. What is this? Explain, please.
This is because I'm the founding father of MIFA, so it's a colonial getup. So it's still a pink suit, as you were mentioning before.
Yeah.
Also comes equipped with, you can't probably see it through the green screen, but I've got pantaloons on.
Oh, wow.
So we're going full colonial founding father in a pink suit. So
I have to say, I really appreciate that because so rarely do I have a guest on that puts that much money into their wardrobe just for a radio appearance. It's very impressive, my friend. So you look amazing.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Do you have a favorite athlete, Ezekiel, that has been disgraced?
So, you know, two come to mind. The first one was OJ, which I heard you were talking about before.
Yeah.
Which, you know, the reason for that is mainly because when he was going through all the murder charges and everything, that was when I was in grade school. Mm. And, you know, they were showing it in our classroom. They were showing the trial for some reason to a bunch of kids. So that was not that. It was great. It is what it is. And then the other one that comes to mind is Lance Armstrong.
Yeah.
Because of all his doping and stuff. But the reason for that was because he was in the movie Dodgeball, where he gives this like motivational speech about how he like, you know, like I'm giving up on, I had this thought I was going to give up, but then I pushed through it because I'm Lance Armstrong, baby, or whatever. And that was before he was busted for all his doping. So it's just a twofer. Now you can watch Dodgeball and it'll be like, it'll hit completely different when you watch it now.
That's funny. And my wife mentioned before I left today, Lance Armstrong, and I kind of had forgotten about him, but he was such a freak in nature. And, you know, sometimes like something happens, it's like, it's almost too good to be true. And then it's like, no, this guy did it. And then it's like, oh no, that is too good to be true. It's terrible. So that's a great, great choice. Well, let's jump in to the Milwaukee Independent Film Awards, Ezekiel. I'm kind of in awe of you because I was looking at the website today. This is only your second year, and it seems just leaps and bounds over last year. And last year was impressive. You've got so many films, wall-to-wall films in 3 days. Tell us a little bit, for people who don't know about the Milwaukee Independent Film Awards, give us a little background.
So it's really funny. I was thinking about this because people have asked me, like, you know, before, like, where do you come up with the idea to do some of these things? Like, the reason I started the MIFA was because my feature film that I made wasn't accepted at Milwaukee Film Festival. So I said, well, screw these people. I'm going to make my own festival, and to quote Futurama, with blackjack and hookers and stuff. But there's a lack of both blackjack and hookers for MIFA. But the funny part was, so the reason I made a feature film is because as an actor, I wanted to get this part that I felt was perfect for me, just from a whole background of being jumping back into acting after being out of acting for 12 years, didn't get cast in this role. And I was like, well, screw it. I'm going to make my own film, and I'm going to make it, and it's going to be wildly successful. And, you know, won over 50 different film festival awards.
Nice.
And that person's feature that they were making never panned out. So to me, it was just kind of like, well, a lot of these things that I do come out of spite for other people.
Right.
And I just, you know, I bite off way more than I can chew. And then I'm just like, I'm just going to do it anyways.
Spite is a great motivator. But that's interesting. And that is something that you can, a little bit of revenge, and maybe not revenge, but anger is a good motivator. So you took it to the next level though, and started this film festival. Yeah. I want to ask you, because last year I remember you said you would like to have fewer venues or closer venues. Did you achieve that this year?
Yeah, we went from three venues down to two.
Okay.
So 2 days we're at UWM at the Union Cinema, which is a great partner of ours. We're probably going to be locking in with them every year going forward.
Nice.
For either all 3 days or, you know, depending. But also, we really do also like, if you've ever been to the Bend Theater out in West Bend, which is, you know, greater Milwaukee, you know, what we always like to refer, anything is Milwaukee if you're far enough right within range.
Hey, Ezekiel, let's pick up right there. We got to do the news. We'll come back and we'll continue, and we'll hear about some of the great movies you can see if you go to the Milwaukee Independent Film Awards. We're coming right back. It's Nightlight with Peach Wop. Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Peach Wop. Just a reminder, I am off tomorrow night. John and Gordy will be filling in Thursday and Friday. The K-Man will still be here producing the show from Green Bay, even though they are in Madison, and they are the morning hosts on WMDX, but they have a lot of fun filling in.
Some great guests too come.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
That's excellent. So tune in Thursday and Friday. Still lots of fun to be had. John in Madison says, Peter, turns out your amazing event on December 4th, sponsored by WMDX, promoting your new amazing movie. It's not a new film, John. It's about 20 years old, actually. It's called The Godfather of Green Bay. John continues saying, hosted by the talented duo John and Gordy, coincides with our company Christmas party. Very disappointing, John. He says, Melissa, his wife and also a regular texter, is the hostess, and I have chores. Can't duck out. So I am simply asking that you move the date out to that alternate date you had in mind, and we will just work out. It would work out better for all of us. Looking forward to an update. You guys rock. Thank you for your attention to this matter. I wish I could help you out, John. I'd be a bummer. It's as close as I'm going to get to you, John. Right there. We're in your hood, and it's going to be at the Atwood Music Hall. A lot of fun on December 4th. Right now, speaking of independent films, we have a great guest here. Ezekiel Drews is here. He's the founder of the Milwaukee Independent Film Awards. And he is dressed as a founding father because that's what he is. This is his film festival, or the film festival he created. And he is also a very talented actor. He joins us tonight over the stream dressed like a founding father. You're looking good, buddy. It's good to have you here.
Thank you very much.
All right. So you've got one venue at UWM, which is great, and the other venue is in West Bend. So two great venues. What else can you tell us? Is there anything different from last year that we should know about?
We actually have an increased total of the number of Wisconsin films being screened.
Oh, great.
We have a total of 39, possibly 40. We're going to see if we can get this last one in. Otherwise, we'll have 39 films from a mixture of Wisconsin and across the country and some international films. 31 out of the 39 or 40 films are going to be Wisconsin made or from Wisconsin natives.
Excellent. Wow. I know I was looking at your lineup, too. You've got 3 days. Really, Friday is not a full day. So you have 2.5 days, and you just have it packed with wall-to-wall films. And you have a ton of films nominated for awards. Is that open to the public, Ezekiel? How does that work? How do you even have time to do all that?
So I have a, you know, I try to keep it really organized because otherwise I'd go crazy. Yeah. But basically, so I, you know, the funny part is when I was trying to draft a schedule, you know, what's a great tool for doing that? ChatGPT.
Nice.
Honestly, I remember last year when season one was around and having to do everything manually with run times and everything, it was a nightmare. But using tools to help, you know, organize things really helps. So that way it takes some of that burden off. And then obviously you got to make sure you double check the math and all that. So that way it doesn't like accidentally miss something.
Right.
But it helps to use tools that can help, especially if you don't have a ton of people that are, you know, doing your programming lineup and everything. So just use the tools what you got and you can make it work. But yeah, wall to wall, we've got, as part of the screening schedule, that's packed. What's not on the schedule is we are going to have for sure on the 6th leading up to the start time of 2:00. We're actually going to have one, potentially two speakers that are going to be talking to filmmakers that want to network. We're going to have Rex Sykes from Mission 1 Billion, his nonprofit. He's going to come in and talk about some different stuff. Especially networking and supporting independent film makers and coming in together about how to support each other, especially with our mission of getting indie film more recognized, especially in Wisconsin. And then we'll have a networking event, I believe at the Broad House on Saturday night as well, after filming is done. So we're going to have a lot of stuff. Plus on Sunday, after everything is finished, the actual awards are going to be at the Game Over Bar, which is just down the road from the Bend Theater. So we'll do that following directly after the final screenings and Q&A.
Wow. That's a pretty jam-packed schedule. That's sounds like a lot of fun, though. I'm sure you just get going on, adrenaline at some point, and you just keep pushing through, right?
Yep. And actually, your son, I believe, is his film Failsafe.
Yeah,
is going to be on Saturday night. I think it's the second to last film that'll be screened on Saturday night.
Okay. Oh, nice. All right. So I'll be in Madison on the 4th. Then maybe I'll swing through Milwaukee and make a whole weekend of it. So that's exciting. And I'm excited. I know he's excited to have the film in there. That's a film that he plays the lead actor in. He helped out with the directing a little bit. But so that'll be fun. What else, Ezekiel? What other films are you excited about? Is there a genre you like more than others? Are you more of a documentary fan or narrative fan? I know you make narratives, so I assume that. But for film festival purposes, what's your favorite?
You know, what's great is I actually do love horror films. We didn't get as many horror films this year as we did last year, but we have enough to at least satisfy some curiosity. No feature horror films, unfortunately, but a few different shorts. So those will be fun for people to kind of get their perspectives on. I know listening to Craig Kinnett yesterday, talking about how Daniel needs to leave can be like a pseudo horror film at the end.
That was great. Yeah.
is definitely, it's a good film. The Midwest Goodbye is definitely a good one. So, but you know, otherwise everybody loves comedies, a good drama. Speaking of Dan Wheeler, The Voice in the Vessel is a fantastic film that I believe it's just the second film for Dan Wheeler. And it's got Jason Buss in there. Jason Buss, it's probably, it would be the best thing that I've ever seen him act in. So, you know, very excited for people to come and see a lot of these Wisconsin-made films. There's a huge production value for a lot of these films that, you know, you just don't think about when you watch and you're drawn into these stories. And the cinematography, you know, for a lot of these is just really good. Or just even getting creative, like Daniel Needs to Leave, where it was shot entirely on an iPhone 15. Like, this, what that shows me is that people can just pick up a camera and go and make stuff. And that way, if they want to get involved in filmmaking and get recognized, you can do it. You need to know a little bit about how to do stuff, but there's plenty of stuff on YouTube. You can take, you know, classes on acting. You can take classes on filmmaking. There's a lot that you can do to get involved.
That's a great answer. And The Voice in the Vessel is a beautiful movie. He shared that with me, a link, a few weeks ago, and I cannot believe the production value on this little film that I'm sure didn't cost much. It was really, really impressive. So what feature films are you excited about, Ezekiel? Do you have like a festival kickoff movie or one that rounds everything up at the end? What narrative films are you excited about in the feature category?
So we have two features that are being screened. The first one is going to be, it's called Takeout Girl. And that one is going to be in the middle of the block. We found out that for people that want to stick around for features and stuff, it's probably not the best to have it at the end of a long day. So we switched it up a little bit to have it in the middle. And then on the last day at the Bend, we also have Anywhere. And Anywhere is also amazing because not only is it an indie film that's made by a Wisconsinite named Adam Seidel, but that film has like Sean Gunn as the lead in it. So it's got, you know, some Hollywood people that are coming in and just doing some indie films. And it just shows that, you know, sometimes you can get some people that are maybe a bit pricey that might be willing to do a indie film. So that's, I'm looking forward to having that one being seen. Adam can't make it, unfortunately, but he's going to give me a director's note so that way I can share just, you know, his thoughts and stuff with people at the Bend on Sunday. So it's going to be great.
That's great. Do you have a lot of Q&As, Ezekiel, coming up at this year number two?
There's a Q&A after every block and every feature block. I think there's a total of seven blocks of films. So there'll be, I believe, seven Q&As. So yeah, I make sure that especially when people get shown that they get a chance, if they're coming to the festival, that they can, you know, take some questions and, you know, get that added value for a filmmaker.
My guest is Ezekiel Drews. He's the founder of the Milwaukee Independent Film Awards and also a talented actor and the director and driving force behind the film Happy Birthday. The Milwaukee Film Independent Film Awards are from December 5th through the 7th, coming up fast. Where can people get tickets, Ezekiel?
So if you go to our website, which is MilwaukeeIndependentFilmAwards.com, there is right at the top, there it has where it says this year's nominees. You click on that and it takes you to all the nominees. And also at the very top of that, it says get tickets, which will take you directly to our link on Film Freeway, which otherwise is filmfreeway.com/the MIFA/tickets. But otherwise, MilwaukeeIndependentFilmAwards.com, just click those buttons. It'll take you to the tickets area.
It's a lot of work. That's very impressive that you can pull this off. It's nice that Film Freeway exists too, because that takes a lot off your plate, but
it's a great platform.
Let me ask you this. What do you, you know, I'm sure this is like almost maybe one of the coolest or most rewarding things you've done when you've made this festival out of nothing. And it seems like it's really jamming and you're only in year two, but what's more rewarding? You're also an actor. What do you prefer, if either?
That's a great question, because the things that I like best, I love acting and I love filmmaking and I love doing the film festival. The film festival really marries the filmmaking and acting stuff together, because if you're an actor or if you're a director or if you're a cinematographer, if you're an editor, if you are a musician that wants to compose music for film, if you come to a festival and you meet those people, you can network with people and meet people that are all trying to make these things happen. And it's the best way to find people to work with. And I think we don't give film festivals enough, recognition. If this is a platform that people can come together to find other people to work with. You don't have to search, you know, through Facebook and make posts about like, I'm looking for a cinematographer or this, like you show up and you'd be like, I really like this film. This is an amazing film. That's the guy who did that. Let me talk to them after they're done with their Q&A.
That's great. And those of you listening, if you haven't been to a film festival, it's definitely worth checking out. And we were just talking about Q&As. That to me is what makes going to a film festival as much fun as watching the movies are. And that's a blast. Listening to the filmmakers and their process, especially when there's a film you really responded to, makes it totally worth it. And that, to me, is where you really get your bang for your buck. So check out the Milwaukee Independent Film Awards from December 5th through the 7th. Can we keep you for a couple more minutes, Ezekiel?
Yes.
All right, we're gonna do a very short break. Oscar from Madison says the name of Rob's show should be "Come On Over." Okay, I like that.
That's a good Wisconsin one.
It's a good Wisconsin one. Steady Eddie, in the 608 says, Pete, I agree with you about your choice for favorite disgraced athlete. Let me paraphrase Shakespeare: a Pete Rose by any other name would smell as stinky. Oh man. Steady Eddie and John from Madison can have an arm wrestle over this one. And John, I don't think we can push the screening on the 4th, but he said you could just show up super late, holding up the show's start like many badass A-list actors, which I am not, but thank you, John. Your peers might do. 9 p.m. start time would be perfect. All right, we'll see what we can do, John. Thank you, guys. Keep those texts coming. We'll be back in a couple minutes with more with Ezekiel Drews. It's Beach Wabba and Nightlight.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. We are about to close things down here, folks. It's been a fun night here. I would like to thank Rob Brackenridge and my current guest, Ezekiel Drews. Thank you for all your texts and calls. Tom from Monona in the 608 says, hey, Pete, since you are in Green Bay, I'm changing my answer to Mossy Cade, the anteater. Forgot about that guy. He was a Packer, I think, in the 80s. Good one, Tom. You can change your answer. There's no rules to this. And Eric from Madison in the 608 says, thank you for the like, Pete. Great show tonight. Thank you, Eric, for listening. Sydney on social media says, Sammy Sosa, stop drug testing. We're here for the dingers. So some people answer that question like they really have a favorite. They like them. And some were like, they liked how insidious they were.
I guess mine was, I really liked the player and I felt really bad for what happened to him.
Yeah. Well, should reword that a little better next time. Right. We have a couple more minutes with our guest. He is the founder of the Milwaukee Independent Film Awards, which take place December 5th through the 7th. They have a ton of films, different genres, great documentaries, and great venues. And it's only the second year. You're in this for the haul now, I would assume, Ezekiel, the long haul. Because like this, I asked you about acting versus founding a film festival. You kind of have to keep your attention first and foremost to the film festival, I would imagine, because 1 year, if you slack off, that could be curtains, as they say.
It's true.
Yeah. Where can people see Happy Birthday?
Happy Birthday is available on Amazon Prime Video for rent and purchase. So it's if you just search, you'll see a picture of me with a see-through mask on it. So Amazon Prime Video.
I have to check that out. I've not seen it yet. Can you tell us a little bit about the movie? What is it, a horror film or drama?
So it's a post-apocalyptic pandemic political thriller drama.
Whoa. Okay.
So it started off as a short film that I had written the script for. And I, you know, as I'd mentioned before, I was like, well, if I'm going to do this, I'm just going to do it right. So let's turn it into a feature. So I ended up adding all sorts of different storylines and stuff, changed some of the basics of the characters and stuff. And overall, it became a stronger film by doing it that way. And so I just had a lot of fun doing that. We had over 60 people that were actors involved, along with another, like, you know, 5 to 10 crew members as well. It's around 70 minutes. Which is a great, you know, start for my very first feature, in my opinion. So, and there was, we had a screening of it back in June of last year. And so I had a Q&A for it. And a lot of people were asking me, they're like, so, you know, are you going to make, you know, a sequel? And I said, well, I didn't really have any plans for a sequel, because who wants to just keep going with another post-apocalyptic, you know, continuation. I'm like, this isn't The Walking Dead. So I came up with an idea at the beginning of this year, and I thought, okay, well, I've got, an idea. So let's make a prequel that kind of ties some sequel elements into it. So that way we can kind of have that. So that is the Deep State, which I know JB Thompson is working on getting a sneak teaser trailer to show at MIFA. So I'm going to knock on wood that he'll get that done. So we can hopefully get a sneak peek of what that might look like on probably Sunday the 7th.
Well, keep up the great work, buddy. It's very impressive all you're doing, and you're managing to juggle it all. And I wish you luck at this year's festival. Break a leg and try to get some rest and have a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's the plan. We're going to have so much fun. We'll just have to take like the week off of work after.
And please never take that outfit off. I think you're going to meet a lot of people like that.
Oh, well, the plan is to wear this for sure throughout the weekend. maybe I'll switch into the original pink suit for, Sunday.
You have the best wardrobe of any guest I've ever had on. I'm just going to say that right now. So
thank you.
Keep it up. All right, buddy. Thanks a lot. We'll see you in a couple weeks. And best of luck with everything. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks, Pete.
All right. That's Ezekiel Drews. Check out the Milwaukee Independent Film Awards. A lot of movie stuff coming up, Conrad.
Yeah.
I got a lot of movies to watch. This will be fun.
I'm excited for The Running Man. I'm going to go watch that. It's this weekend, right?
It's this weekend. Yep.
I'm definitely going to it.
Big theater releases this week, too. Yeah, Running Man. I'll check that out. I don't know if I'm going to rush to that. What did I want
to
see?
I'm running to Running Man. Are you not taking the car?
I'm going to trot to The Running Man. We've got a couple of social media texts we didn't get to here. Janet says, definitely OJ. I can't even call orange juice OJ since... you know. And then this is funny. Mike Desitel on the text said, next text, he says, OJ Simpson, he was an incredible football player and a halfway decent actor. However, well, you know, they both said, well, you know, I don't.
Can you explain? What did he do?
I must have zoned out there. Vince Maranto, our stand-up comedy friend from Chicago, says, if I'm watching The Naked Gun, I think that answer is obvious. Wow. Everybody on social media hates O.J. Simpson. Scott Tom, Madison-based Scott Tom, great guy, says Greg LeMond was disgraced for his truth-telling options by Lance Armstrong et al. And LeMond was the true sports hero. Finally vindicated when Armstrong was proven to be doping. Thankfully, Armstrong was stripped of his titles. Armstrong should be no one's favorite. Yeah, boy, he fell hard. I made it through a whole show without my glasses.
Yeah, it's good for you.
It's not too bad.
I couldn't do the same.
Are those pretty strong? You have bad eyesight? Like if you took them off?
I couldn't see any. Yeah.
I probably read some stuff wrong tonight because it was blurry, but that's okay. I made for a good show. Thank you, everybody. Have fun with John and Gordy Thursday and Friday, and I will be back on Monday. We've got more great stuff on tap next week. Have a great weekend. Have a great Thursday and Friday. Con, take care of the joint while I'm gone.
Maybe a little kegger in there or something.
Be nice to those guys, will you? I know you don't like them personally, so just try to do a good job for them. All right, on behalf of the lovable producer, Conrad, I'm Pete Schwabba saying good night, Wisconsin. I know you try the best you can. Need to breathe in more of that secondhand smoke flying. I was tired of fighting fate. Time to douse those flames. I learned that.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.